Grand Erie District School Board has reported an overall increase in high school student success over the previous school year, as the school board says more students from the community are on track to graduate. Grand Erie representatives presented its annual education service agreement to Six Nations elected council during the November 25th general council meeting. Julie White, Grand Erie superintendent of education, outlined that during the 2024-2025 school year, Six Nations students in each grades 9, 10, 11, and 12 had increased from the number of credits being accumulated over the previous 2023-2024 school year.
So credit accumulation means the number of credits that students have achieved in relation to whether they are on track to graduation. And that's referred to in the number of credits that they have. So you can see on the slide that by the end of grade 9, students should have 8 credits. And then by the end of grade 10, 16 or more credits, and so forth. You can see that each grade indicates an increase in the percentage of students who are on track to graduate from the prior year. So as an example, in grade 9, in 23-24, 33% of students were on track. And our data from this past year notes that 59% of students were on track. The same pattern follows for each of the following grades. In grade 10, we've seen a 41% increase to 52%. In grade 11, 41 to 66. And in grade 12, 59 to 60%.
Superintendent White explained that Grand Erie District School Board did launch an attendance strategy over the 2024-2025 school year, and that Six Nations students did on average have a higher amount of both full and partial day absences compared to the rest of Grand Erie students, as Six Nations averaged 29.9 full day absences over the school year, whereas the rest of Grand Erie averaged 14.4, and for partial day absences, Six Nations students averaged 47.1 compared to 36.3 for the rest of Grand Erie students.
Aggregated attendance data for the 24-25 school year. Aggregated just means that the data is reflective of an average number of days that students were absent in grade 9 to 12 and not individual student results. The data shows both full day and partial day absent averages for both Grand Erie students and for students in Six Nations. Absences were not part of the student data shared in previous reports. However, we know that research clearly shows that academic success in schools is directly related to student attendance, and Grand Erie did launch an attendance strategy during the 24-25 school year. So attendance monitoring has been supported by our Six Nations counselors and our community liaison worker.
White detailed what processes the school board goes through to address attendance concerns with Six Nations students to help in providing them a better opportunity to achieve educational success.
There could be multiple entry points to supporting attendance. So there's a variety of individuals. It usually starts with the classroom teacher noticing that the student has maybe not been attending. That might be a reach out to guidance. It could be to the Six Nations education counselor, most likely, or the grad coach if there is one located in the school. So just that early intervention is really important. If the attendance continues to be a concern, again, those individuals would continue to be involved. I know that through school processes, they do host in-school team meetings, which is an opportunity to bring a network of staff together to really talk about what it is that might be getting in the way of that student's attendance to be able to provide support. I would expect that communication with home would be really important as well as a piece of that. And then we do have the community liaison worker that does do very direct reach outs to family and connections with students to support attendance.
Six Nations elected council thanked Grand Erie representatives for the presentation, and it was accepted as information during the November 25th general council meeting. I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic news.